Donald Trump, enigma, mystery, or a problem? Welcome to this Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, June 30th, 2025. This program will be the beginning of, I don't know, maybe two, three programs to cover Donald Trump, who he is, why he is the target of enemies within and without. It will take a little time to develop, and I'd like to present to you from a biblical perspective eventually, and from the perspective in the New Testament, a perspective in the Old Testament as to who Donald Trump is, viewing him from the power structure in the United States of America, the global structure, his relationship at a distance with Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, to fully understand who Donald Trump is. It is, I guess, very important to view him on the international stage, and also his relationship with Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. So, now the plan is to just give you an overview of, I suppose it would be best to, from my perspective, I would have to say that I will set a foundation from the Bible, from the book of Revelation, and by setting this foundation, then I can, build as clearly as possible in the next, through this program and the next programs, from this point of view, then we can, or you can begin to consider that maybe Donald Trump, from a biblical perspective, maybe it would be easier to understand him, understand who he is, why he seems to have favor with many in this country, many in the world, many people in the world, nations of the world, and I believe directly with Christ himself. And I can, in future programs, build on the matter of Donald Trump and God's plan with him, and then also I would like to, in the future, do a program, which I have done in the past. I've been on radio in Colorado for about 5 years. I've been in radio in Las Vegas, Nevada for almost 4 years. But I can use John Kennedy also as an example of God working with the United States of America. So, but let me give you a verse. I'm going to read this to you. Have you consider it? And I'll begin with this. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 specifically. This is a riddle that is in the book of Revelation. It is about, it's about seven powers, seven kings. Verse 10, Revelation 17, verse 10. They are also seven kings, five of whom have fallen. One still exists and is reigning. The other, the seventh, has not yet appeared. When he does arrive, he must stay but a brief time. As for the beasts that once was, but is no more, he is also the eighth ruler, the eighth king, but is of the seven, and belongs to them, and he goes to perdition. This is a mystery. Presently, there are millions of people worldwide wanting to understand this mystery. It is, it can only be understood from the perspective that I will present to you. These kings exist in order. They come to power in an order. I guess rather than in succession. First king, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth king, a seventh king, and then an eighth king, which had previously been in power. That would be a simple perspective. Now, where do these kings come from? These end-time kings in Revelation 17. Where do they, what nation do they rule over? The only nation that they could be rulers of would be the United States of America. It could only be this great empire. There aren't, with the way that we are set up as a nation via our Constitution, these kings must come from a great nation, powerful, and if you read the whole chapter, it is describing a nation, powerful nation, a nation that is full of abominations, is very powerful, and all the nations of the world are made drunken through her power, her culture, her wealth. So these kings, these seven kings, the riddle is these are the final seven presidents of the United States of America. The King James refers to them as kings. We refer to them as presidents. The first president, the first king, would be Jimmy Carter. The second king or president would be Ronald Reagan. Third king would be George Bush Jr. Fourth king, Bill Clinton. The fifth king would be George Bush Jr. The sixth king would be Barack Hussein Obama. The seventh king would be Donald J. Trump. This is the only way that I can present Donald Trump in a manner which makes things clear. following Donald Trump, there will be the final president of the United States of America who had been president of this country prior to Donald Trump's being elected. Now, this would be odd because Joe Biden is not, would be included in this group of seven, but not really, because Joe Biden, according to the laws of the Constitution of this land, was never elected president of the United States of America. He was an individual that was put in position for many reasons. One, to destroy Trump, to keep him from his second term, and it worked. But it did say in the verse 17 that he would continue a short space, that the seventh king would continue a short space. And like it says in verse 10 of Revelation 17, part B, the other, the seventh, is not yet appeared. When he does arrive, he must stay but a brief time. And Donald Trump did, I had initially, years ago, stated that Donald Trump would be in for a short time and then removed. I did not know that he would lose the second election, but he did return, and he is now presently the president of this country. And I would say that I didn't see that he would be removed from office. I assumed he would stay in his term, and then that 8-year period would be cut short. Well, it was cut short at 4 years, but he's back in. Now, this time, in this second administration, Donald Trump, in my view, according to these verses, just here in Revelation, will be removed from power before his full second term. He will not go a full 4 years in this present term. I will continue to explain. You may think that I'm going to be all over the board. Everything will tie in, just like a tree with the branches, with the small branches, etc. Everything will tie in, everything will fit. But there is so much history to bring in, and also not only history, but all the individuals surrounding Donald Trump. The former president, Barack Obama, it says that as the sixth king, even when his administration, his 8-year term has concluded, it says that he still exists, meaning that he never really leaves power, that he is in the background, in the shadows, continuing to have influence in the background, to be relevant, and this has been the case. Barack Obama, according to what it says in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, he continues to exist, he continues to reign, though not in the open. So, this gives you an idea of what is happening, has happened, prophecy is being fulfilled. But again, to understand the riddle of these seven final presidents, Joe Biden was not a president. He is not included in the seven. Number six, Barack Obama, was the individual that was running the country for the four-year term from the time of the second election to the time that Donald Trump returned to power. It was the sixth king. I'm presenting this to you. I don't ask you to believe it. I'm presenting something that no one has probably presented to you. Something for you to consider. But now, these, if I'm correct, these seven kings are the final seven presidents of the United States of America, excluding Joe Biden. So, Trump is now once again back in the presidency. He will not conclude this four-year period. He will not remain in power for the whole 4 years. Trying to phrase it differently, but simply, this is going to be his short term. He is going to be removed. The battle that is in view in this nation over what is happening in Congress in Washington, D.C., with the, at this present time, the big beautiful bill is being voted on. It is being presented. Donald Trump is the seventh king. The seventh king, according to Revelation, in my view, 17 verse 10, the seventh king is a noble king. He has honor. He is a man with dignity. He is a man that is respected by many leaders of the nations, but will have no respect within his own country from the political world, from the world of politics, the power structure, which I want to jump to the power structure. I won't do it right now. I will do it in the programs following. There is too much to put into this first hour. Now, with Donald Trump, I guess I could say many believe that he is an insider, that there is no difference between Donald Trump and the previous presidents, that he's cut from the same cloth, that he is, many now are stating, they believe that Donald Trump could be the Antichrist, that he is betraying the American people. But the facts prove otherwise. It is Donald Trump, this president, who has pushed back on all of the New World Order agendas. Climate change, environmental matters, solar. He is the president who is attempting to once again bring manufacturing back to this country. He's made it clear that he's not going to go along with the UN agendas, the main agenda, one of the main agendas of the UN, immigration, illegal immigration. He's the only president, well, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton both addressed the matter of immigration, illegal immigration. But now that Donald Trump is president, now the old Democratic Party leaders are now having a fit. Now they're Hillary and Obama made it clear they would halt illegal immigration, but now that Trump is in, now that they're stating just the opposite. Now they're basically, not basically, they are stating that what Donald Trump is doing is unconstitutional for the most part. Donald Trump is attempting to end illegal immigration. He is the president that has done more to uninvolve, to keep us out of conflict internationally than the other presidents. Though Donald Trump here in the last 2 weeks, they did send in military operations to halt Iran's nuclear program, which they do have. They do have nuclear programs bombing the strategic sites. This is all he bombed. He didn't bomb cities. He didn't kill people in villages. He bombed sites. And I will state that many people think that Iran will eventually have nuclear capabilities and will carry out those strikes against Israel as a nation. They won't. There will be no Iran will not ever have weapons that will be used on surrounding nations, Israel specifically. That will never happen. I'll refer to Iran as Persia. But Persia will never have that capability. Not that they wouldn't like to. Donald Trump, this is one basic strike. When Obama had over 150 drone strikes, 100 man strikes, I think that's the accurate, during his 8 years. And Donald Trump has had one strike on nuclear facilities. Going back to this riddle in Revelation chapter 17. In that chapter, these kings are the kings of a great, mighty, powerful nation. Again, culturally, economically, militarily, at the end of the chapter, the eighth king who returns to power, the eighth individual, along with 10 other powers, will destroy this great nation that he is king over or president over. This is coming in the near future. Is Iran, are we now at the beginning of a major third world war here in the Middle East? No. This conflict with Persia and Israel presently is going to begin to just mellow out, slow down. It is going to cool down. This is I on previous programs in the Present Truth, I also host a Sunday ministry, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church in the past. Now, the present truth, this present truth, and the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church is no longer going to be a radio church. It'll be Internet Church on my website, thispresenttruth.com. I'll refer to this occasionally so you know where to find me, how to continue to listen to these programs. The United States of America. These kings are presidents of the final seven presidents, excluding Joe Biden, of the United States of America. Since Donald Trump became president, initially 2016, he has changed the laws, or he has done he has signed these bills to help the United States, or the people of the United States, to help the people of this country, to bring gas prices down, to help the economy to begin to expand positively. He has been a great blessing to the people of the world, to the nations of the world. There weren't any wars during his time. He was able to make cuts in our budget concerning the NATO nations, a military budget, NATO nations having to fund their own military, their militaries within their countries. Too many things. I should have a list. I don't. He is helping to make America great. And I know that this may be a little disturbing too to many MAGA, to conservatives, that he is not going to be able to stop what the Bible says is going to happen. He won't be able to end completely the plans of the global rulers who have taken over the United States of America. He has, you might say, interfered with, and he has halted, to some degree, their momentum. But that's just, this is only temporary halt, a slowdown, interference. They are much too powerful. The Bible says that they are given the right to do certain things that even Donald Trump will not be able to stop. There is a new economic system coming to this country, cashless. And to a degree, Donald Trump, knowingly or unknowingly, is helping to develop, helping to bring this new system that will in the United States. We can't stop it. He is actually unknowingly or unknowingly helping. He is instrumental in bringing it to, he's helping build it, helping it come into existence. My programs are on thispresenttruth.com, thispresenttruth.com. My contact information is Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 800-480-8502. Again, the website is thispresenttruth.com. My contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Everything I'm presenting is just right at this present in this first episode or first program is to give you an overall view, present to you things that, to present thoughts maybe you have never heard. Many Christian people don't realize the United States of America is in the Bible. They don't see the United States anywhere in the Scripture. It's the elephant in the swimming pool. There is an elephant in the swimming pool, the United States. The kings presented in Revelation 17, the seven kings, plus an eighth king who was in power and was not in power or not removed, but because of the laws of the land, was only allowed two terms, though he continued and remained in power behind the scenes till he would reappear once again, being the eighth king. These kings, according to the whole chapter, are the kings of a great end of the world empire. A mighty empire. And the empire, one way that you can view the culture, as you view the culture of this empire, the culture would be so powerful it would influence the cultures of the world, and not in a positive way. It would be a nation that the rulers and the kings of the world would eventually, by, not by, but through commerce, these kings, these people of the world, would be so influenced to have access to the riches and the great wealth of this nation, they would sell their souls, basically. Now I'll introduce another thought here to kind of expand on the United States. Revelation chapter 17 and chapter 18 are talking about the same nation, the same kingdom, empire. Chapter 17 is talking about the financial effect, the financial influence, and the how powerful the nation is. It describes the political structure of the nation, and the nation commits fornication with the rulers of the world. And this nation, actually, eventually, it says, the beast, the eighth king, or the Antichrist, the beast, carries the nation. The nation is a weight on this individual's shoulders. And eventually, at the end of the chapter, this coming Antichrist, along with other nations, 10 other powers, rulers, destroys the United States of America. Chapter 18 is describing the culture. It describes the two chapters are the same. One describes the power structure, political structure, military structure, economic structure. The second chapter, verse chapter 18, describes the witchcraft, the sorcery, the wealth, extravagance, the luxury, the best that the best that the world has ever had to offer is in this kingdom. And the nations, all the nations of the world, want to the luxuries. They want the what is they want the best houses or mini palaces, the best clothing, access to the best food, travel to the, it talks about horses. The horses are just at the end of the, midway through the chapter, down at the bottom of the list. It's not gold, silver, precious stones. It's horses, slaves, and souls of men. The least important, the least valuable. The horses are the Toyota, Ford, Nissan, Chrysler, GM, the vehicles, the horses. Back at the time that this was written, the horses were prize. They were the soldiers in the Roman Empire. The horses were top value, even more so than people, than men, than the soldiers. The horses were everything. In this country, in Revelation 18, I'm not giving you a history lesson on the Bible. I'm giving you a practical way to understand these seven final presidents of the United States of America. The people in the United States, we don't want to hear it. You're not interested. But the people of the world, they're looking from the outside in. They're looking through the glass. This is a nation surrounded with glass. They're watching from the outside. They see what we don't see. They know the power of this country. They know the wealth. They know that through what has happened in the past 4 months, with Doge finding where all of this money is going to these corrupt organizations, non-governmental organizations, governmental organizations, where all this wealth is going to all these people in the world. They don't send us money. They don't send aid to the United States. We send aid to them, all with conditions. If we give you in Nigeria $2 billion in the coming year, you give us access to your young children and the people of the country and allow us to vaccinate them, or allow us to take your wealth. Let us take what is in the ground. This is Revelation 18. We send Hollywood to the nations. we send Lady Gaga and all these new and old Madonna. These nations, the children of the nations, idolize our performers. As vile as they may be, the children, the nations of the world, they want to live like we live, act like we act. We export culture. They want everything that we have. The nations of the world, they want our fast food restaurants. They want our Taco Bell. They want our McDonald's. Or whatever. That's what they want. They want what they what. Well, let me shock you. They actually want America's witchcraft. Donald Trump, his battle is not just with powerful politicians. His battle is with the witchcraft of the land. The people who rule this country, that from the beginning of our existence as a nation, the people of the world realize that individuals who came over on the Mayflower were members of the occult, and they were part of America's history from the very beginning. That would be for those in the countries that might listen to this program. That would be Isaiah chapter 47. From the beginning of our existence as a nation, witchcraft was part of our development. It has always been part of American society. It has become more powerful over the centuries. American witchcraft is unique because you have witchcraft coming from all of the nations of the world, all the peoples of the world that have come to the United States have brought their witchcraft, their sorcery. We export, and now we export that witchcraft. This is the coming battle for the people, the Christian people of the United States of America. And it may be bold to say that this is also what Donald Trump, as president of this country, this has been not just a battle with votes, with protest, but also with witchcraft. You can do searches, and you can see the articles, I guess you could say, on internet, and witches, warlocks, all even expressing and telling you the prayers they pray against Donald Trump. Now, before I forget, in the following programs concerning Donald Trump, this is part one, I guess, of I don't know how many programs trying to specifically address this matter of the seventh king in Revelation chapter 17, Donald J. Trump. Donald Trump, for the Christian community, he is a born-again Christian. You must, the Christians of this country, must view him from this perspective. You can argue with me, That's fine. You can disagree with me. That's okay. But I say, as a minister, he is a born-again believer. He is a civil servant. He is not a pastor, priest. He is not leading this country as a man of the cloth, so to speak. He's a civil servant. He has duties. He has been placed as president by God himself, just like Barack Obama was placed. 2008, Barack Obama was placed in the presidency by God. The same with George Bush Jr., Bill Clinton, George Sr., Ronald Reagan, and Jimmy Carter. These men are in the Bible. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. These men were placed by God at the helm of the greatest nation in the history of mankind. Never in mankind's history greater than Egypt and Greece, greater than any nation. Rome, Spain, England. There's never been a nation like the United States of America. Donald Trump is the president of this nation presently. The Christian people are to pray for him, though you may disagree with him, you may hate him, you may whatever. You are to pray for him, that God use him to bring peace in this country, because the church needs peace at the present time, because there is a war coming to the evangelical / all of the seven churches in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. There is a war coming to all the Christian people, whether they be Catholic, true Christians, Catholic, Lutheran, Catholics, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, doesn't matter. Messianics, there is a war coming. This president is going to be used by God to help set up the coming final president of this country. He has to be used to set up the system, a digital system, a cashless system. You may not like it. I don't like it. But prophecy is going to be fulfilled. This individual, the final president of this country, does not have the ability to, you might say, build the car that he's going to be chauffeured in. Donald Trump is doing that. Even this individual, this eighth king, is going to have a sidekick. Even the sidekick, without Donald Trump, will never be able to fulfill his duties in the book of Revelation chapter 13. The eighth king is in the 13th chapter of Revelation, along with a companion. I'm being too generous. They are both beasts. They are both animals. They are not recognized as human according to the Bible. And the American people are beginning to, they sense, and they don't have to be Christian people, they sense that something ominous, we've said this for years, something bad comes this way, something evil comes this way, you're right. Something evil is coming. If I'm correct, I'm warning maybe the audience to reconsider this country, what we are we in the Bible? This president, number 7, in previous programs years ago, I likened Donald Trump to the eye of the hurricane. He's the eye of a hurricane. Thank God the eye of the hurricane has hit America twice, not once. From 2016 to 2020, and from here 2024-25 here for the next year, I don't know if he's going to be president at the end of this year. Everybody's, you know, they're speaking, all the media, the outlets I listen to, they know there's a big change, but they don't know what that change is. I say the big change is going to be Donald Trump being replaced once again by an individual that preceded him. Not Joe Biden. I'm presenting in this program, in this hour, this will be a part one of maybe 2 or 3 part, I want to, series. And I'll name it. This part here is Donald Trump. An enigma. A mystery. A problem. Part one. But to understand Donald Trump, it's important to understand the kingdom that he oversees. The kingdom that he is ruler over. He's not a dictator. The others, the previous 6, were globalists. Full-fledged dictator globalists. And what kept them from doing more evil than they did, because they were so corrupt, was the Constitution of the United States of America. The Constitution is in the Bible. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, called a restrainer for the Christian people. The restrainer is the Constitution of the United States of America. Paul the Apostle wrote about it 2,000 years ago. I'm going to do programs on that also. I've done them before. I'm going to do them now that I have my own website. ThisPresentTruth.com. ThisPresentTruth.com. And to view or to understand these 7 kings, the final 7 presidents of the United States of America, we have to understand and see who the United States is. Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18. These are the 2 main, what do you call them, chapters in the Bible concerning America at the end of the world. There are 2 Babylons in the Bible, for those that are not, you know, you don't know the scripture, the Bible. Ancient Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, that was ancient Babylon, which sits in the present area of Iraq. But there's a end of the world Babylon, which sits between the oceans. Atlantic on the east, Pacific on the west. An ancient Babylon that sits at a distance from all the nations that has never, ever suffered invasion, but will suffer destruction at its end. And that destruction will come at the hands of Antichrist and 10 nations or powers or rulers that will destroy the United States. But before the destruction comes, the United States must be made great again. And Donald Trump is the man that has been making this country great, preparing this country for what it is to be during a coming period of time of tribulation. Donald Trump is the king that has been put in a position of authority in this country to build a military, though he is doing everything possible not to use it. Another thing, Donald Trump, as I stated at the beginning of this program, Benjamin Netanyahu has a big part in the end time events. Xi Jinping, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Donald Trump. These four, to a great degree, are at war with what we call this one world government, new world order. As odd as it may seem, these four men, Vladimir Putin, Trump, Xi Jinping, Netanyahu, are God's individuals, maybe not working side by side, but working as countries, as men of leaders of countries, in a conflict against very powerful ancient families whose objective is to own the world, not just rule it. Own it, to own everything, every square inch of land in this country, globally. And they almost succeeded. But the day that Vladimir Putin was forced into Ukraine, that day, that event, and even 20 days before that, there was an agreement made with Russia and China to become partners in a plan. That partnership at the Beijing Olympics 2022 was the beginning of the fracture of the power structure of the globalists in this country and in Europe. It was, they cracked the egg. Russia and China cracked the egg. And they cannot keep the contents to themselves. They will not be able to, the contents being the world. That was their objective. The world, the whole world. Like these terms, like in the James Bond series. The world is not enough. So, okay, this is the end of the initial program on Donald Trump, an enigma, mystery, and a problem. This is my website is thispresenttruth.com, thispresenttruth.com. My contact information is Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. That's it for this program. I'll return with another program shortly. Thank you.